Texte numéro 45. It's pretty messed up. Americans' deadly love for tiger. More tigers are now held in captivity in the United States than survive in the wild in Asia. That is the grim statistic that underpins Americans' growing appetites for posing for pictures with big cats and their offspring, a desire that is today being met by thousands of tigers that are caged and displayed in private roadside zoos across the US. Young tigers are taken from their mothers just after their birth and bottle-fed and handled by humans. Then they are used as props until they're about 12 weeks old, when they become too dangerous to hold. Many develop bone and joint problems because they were removed so early from the adult female and not given proper nutrition. At the same time, mother tigers are returned to cages to provide future supplies of cubs. This is done repeatedly, says wildlife photographer Steve Winter. For the past 2 years, Winter has tracked the fates of tigers across the US and recorded scenes of their confinement, maltreatment, and exploitation. Nor is the US's breeding business confined to one or two problem areas of mid-America, Winter stressed. His portfolio includes shots that were taken in Illinois, Oklahoma, Montana, Denver, Ohio, and South Carolina. These animals are being displayed all over the place, yet this is an endangered species. The 6 photographs in his portfolio include images of young tigers looking emaciated and ill. In others, taken at Tiger Safari, animals are made to perform circus tricks. Some are made to pose in swimming pools with humans. It's actually cheaper and easier in most states to get a permit to display exotic animals than it is to adopt a dog or a cat from a rescue centre, he said. Winter said it was vitally important that people understood what is happening to tigers, not just in the US but in other countries. The big cat breeding industry is growing across the world. For example, in South Africa, increasing numbers of tiger farms have led it to become the number one exporter of live tigers in the world. And there are operations in Eastern Europe as well. A lot of these organisations say they give money to conservation and help preserve tigers. Well, they might give a few $100 once a year or so, but don't forget, they may be making $50,000 a day exploiting big cats. In the US, a Big Cat Public Rescue Act, which would effectively bring an end to its tiger breeding business, is under debate in Congress. Supporters say it would stop the use of cubs as photo props and would take away the incentive for speed breeding of tigers. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.